Well, ACAMP has, it's a commercialization center. It was created over a five-year period. It's the culmination of industry and academia, as well as the government, coming together, investing in commercializing technologies that have been invested in for many years here in the Alberta region.
Now, we're talking here today at the World Micro Machine Summit, and ACAMP is the sponsor. You're hosting it here in Edmonton. Perhaps, first of all, what I'll ask you is, what are micro machines?
Well, micro machines are, that's a good question. You use them day to day today. In fact, you'll find them in cars, airbag sensors. You'll find them in your GPS system. For instance, if you go under a bridge and you lose your GPS signal, your GPS seems to still track where you are, and that's through micro machines that are built into the GPS system. If you use a DLP TV that uses micro mirrors that are micro machines that basically will project the image onto a large screen. If you're using a Wii, you know, from Nintendo, that has multiple micro machines built into the sensor, so that when you move your hand and your arm, the micro machines are picking up where you are, acceleration, position, those kinds of things. So it's all, that's what micro machines are all about.
Now, I'm also hearing sort of microtechnology and nanotechnology being spoken of in the same breath. What's the difference, or what's the connection between the two?
That's good. Another good question. A micro machine, you're talking about microns, so, you know, a millionth of a meter. And nanotechnology, you know, is 1/1000th even smaller than a micron. So you're talking about very small things. And that's really all we're talking about here. You know, you're getting down to atomic spacings of atoms and things when we talk about nanotechnology. So the difference between micron or micro and nano is blurring in its technology, because we're getting better and better at making very small systems. There's a lot of materials that are being produced in the nanotechnology area. So when you blur micro machines into nano, what you're saying is that you're getting into some new materials that are being created, which you're starting to use day to day. And I could talk more about that, but you'll see that throughout the presentations that are go on today during the summit.
Now, this is the World Micro Machine Summit. You have, I believe, 20 countries represented here, including the curious region of Benelux. What happens here? And perhaps you could tell me what Benelux is.
Okay. Well, when we're in Europe, of course, you've got many different regions that are represented around Europe. And but the 20 countries are bringing together and showing their technologies. It's the best of the best in technology. This started in Japan over 15 years ago to try to create a forum for all the countries to present exactly what they're doing in the micro machines. This is before the onset of talking about nanotechnology. So what each one of the countries tends to do is they're bringing together delegates that represent those countries. We talk about and explain the new technologies that are in development, how much is being spent, and the areas of investment in specific technologies around today's theme is environment, we're looking at where energy and environment, where micro and nanotechnologies are being used. You saw some discussions about harvesting energy in micro machines, and we talked about technologies used in automobiles for fuel cells and conversion. These are all technologies being developed all over the world.
Give me some examples of applications.
Oh, boy. There's, as I said, commercial applications, and you'll find there was a whole discussion on the solar industry. There's new technologies that are being created right now for molecular-level solar energy, where you're putting down solar cells onto plastics. You're rolling it out and making large sheets of plastic so you can basically cover large areas and have solar panels to generate energy back to your homes and businesses. So I think the solar industry is a big boon to both the micro and the nano area. Automotive, you'll find microsystems and nanotechnology used everywhere around a car these days. It's helping you to sense issues related to the car traveling down the road, making sure if you have collisions that it's protecting the occupant. There's new materials that are going in on a nanoparticles that are being added into the materials themselves to make them stronger and more resilient, while giving you light weight and other attributes associated with a car. You'll find them in your home. We have companies that we work with at A-Camp that are doing what's called nanocomposites, and you'll find that the new composites that they're making are lighter and stronger. They act and look like very rigid surfaces, but they can provide you with added security from fire, so safety issues, as well as lightweight and really strong materials. So actually, they're here today. They're being used everywhere, whether you realize it or not, and they provide capabilities that you wouldn't have had maybe 10 or 15 years ago.
Well, there even seems to be a biological component to it. In the presentation from France, they were talking about microbial fuel cells.
Yeah, when you look at the ability to generate energy, there's a whole area in nanoparticles and where you're adding materials into existing technologies to engage in additional energy percentage of conversion efficiencies. Today, the best kind of inexpensive conversion efficiencies may be down at 8 to 10%, you know, or less, and it's really not very efficient from sunlight. And if you can add materials into nanoparticle materials into your designs, or change the structure of how you're going to deposit the materials, then suddenly what you can do is you can get more efficiencies. Some people were talking about greater than 10%, which is phenomenal, on just very simple energy conversion solar panels. So I think the future for a lot of these technologies is really bright. There's a lot of work going on worldwide.
Well, what's happening in Alberta and in Canada on this energy and environment theme?
Well, there's of course, we are a big energy area, and what you'll find is that there's a large use of, for instance, if you go into the oil sands area, we're using a lot of steam to extract from the bitumen the oil. There's nanocatalyst technologies that are being created both in Calgary and in Alberta in the universities that will heat the bitumen without using steam or very little water. Then you use it, pump it into the ground, extract out the materials, and then you can extract out the catalyst and reuse it. So there's a base technology being created here in Alberta to enable better use of our water, reduce the amount of water used in those type of applications. Filtration technology, there's nanofiltration that's being created where you're actually creating polymers that can look like very fine screens, and you can use that for filtering out nanoparticles. And this will be used also in extraction technology, so you have less and less materials that will actually be dumped out once you've done the extraction. That's very good. So there's many areas in the energy area that we're putting into nanomaterials. In the micromachine area in energy, there's harvesting technologies where you're building small micromachines that will be able to do sensing in agricultural and environmental areas, but they also should be able to, during the day, harvest some energy from the environment around it and then store it so that at night it can actually still do its job in sensing. So there's designs and new materials being created to allow this all to happen. So that way we have enough information as to what's happening to our environment locally.
Well, what stage are we at in terms of commercialization or even how big is the sort of the economic side of micro machines?
Oh, okay. So, you know, when Minister Horner, the whole Advanced Education and Technology Group for the province has invested heavily in what we're doing for commercializing technologies in the region. It's very exciting. We're at a point where he's really a great leader. He's pointing towards 2020 that we'd like to see 20 billion in new technologies in the region that'll bring jobs. It'll bring in new tax base to the region. It brings in new technologies that didn't exist here just 10, 15 years ago. So those are the things that we really need to do.
Well, with companies like Microline, which is in Edmonton, like they're number 4 in the world in terms of the area that they're working in, does that make us a big player?
Oh, yes. Microline is a very good example of the right kinds of technology companies in the region for a starting base. Now, Microline itself is evolving. You know, they've done an excellent job over the last 10 years in creating new MEMS and microsystem technologies and supporting companies around the world. So, you know, they're the poster child for the region and doing a great job. Going forward, they're still evolving. They're expanding into the new capabilities in packaging and new product technologies. So, you know, I could see Microline 10 years from now being still a powerhouse in the whole industry.
In terms of ACAMP, what do you have on your plate right now?
Well, ACAMP, you know, as I said before, was developed over a 5-year period, and only recently in the last 9 months has really come into fruition. And it's as it started in August when we had our a media announcement, we've gone from 0 clients up to about 37 today, just around the Alberta region. These are clients that are involved in micro and nanotechnologies. We help them to take their products and commercialize them. We developed business development activities as well as product development activities. We have packaging, testing, characterization. Thanks to the support of both the Advanced Education and Technology Group and the Western Economic Diversification Group from the federal government, both of those groups enabled us to buy equipment, set up and hire the right kind of people from, believe it or not, around the world. We have people have joined us both from the UK as well as Germany. They live here in Edmonton now. We have people that just are joining from the US as well, myself included, that have come here to help productize and mentor companies in productizing technology and commercializing and bringing it out to the world.
With this World Summit, what happens? Once it winds up, what happens to the discussion?
Well, it's a good question. What we're trying to achieve is basically coming together and talking about everything that's going on around the world. So you're educating. These are people that go back to their groups around, for instance, in Canada, you know, we're Dan Gale and the team that's involved. We go back and we talk to all of the different universities and government agencies to let them know what's happening worldwide. The same thing's going to happen in all the other countries that are represented here. There are 20 countries. They're taking this information back so that way they can focus the efforts towards the right things, for instance, on the theme of energy and the environment, so that we do the right things worldwide.
Thank you very much, Ken.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.